T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Football, pumpkin spice, the holidays. Hello. Fall is the perfect time to make your house feel more like home. And right now, you can get up to 45% off custom window treatments at Blinds.com. Save now and enjoy for the rest of the year. A fall home refresh doesn't need to be a hassle, and ordering online shouldn't mean sacrificing style or service. Blinds.com has a premium selection of blinds, shades, shutters, drapes, and more. We even have motorized shades to make your life that much easier. Need help making a selection? Our design experts are always here for live consultations. Need help measuring or installing? We've got that covered too. With Blinds.com, there are never any hidden fees or misleading quotes, no showrooms or retail markups, and shipping is always free. See why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45% site-wide. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Happy Thanksgiving. It's Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa, Mike Valeni. Content galore this week. Another help in a football.
That's right. No one plate rule. Dude, isn't it amazing? Like, we work in an office where nobody's working. Everyone's got an excuse to not get any shit done. Mm-hmm. And the two of us are going harder than ever. Like, I laugh. I said it to Evan. You know, like, if I hear another person go, oh, so-and-so's not here, it's the week of Thanksgiving. I turned to Evan today. I went, fuck Thanksgiving. I said, Thanksgiving is Thursday. I don't give a shit what predates it. Like, this idea the world stops. It's like, no. Does my show stop? No. Does the pod stop? No. Business doesn't stop. I live on a different planet than these people. Like, what happens Thursday dictates what you do on Monday? I don't give a shit. Sorry. I get frustrated. Carry on.
Okay. We've got 3 games for the NFL on a Thursday football Thanksgiving Day. We are recording this on Tuesday. So these lines are effective Tuesday at noon. I don't know if there's going to be any late movement, but here we go. You ready?
Yeah, let's party.
Gobble, gobble. Board?
Oh, excuse me. Here's the board, presented by FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
First game.
Jim, what's your number one side dish?
Mike, more of a mashed potatoes guy. All right, let's go Bills. -9.5
Yep.
At the Lions. The over-under's 52.5, if that tickles your fancy.
Mm-hmm.
I said I needed at least a day to decompress after watching the Lions thoroughly dominate your Giants. Not trying to rub it in. It just felt great as a Lions fan to see that. No, I know, but like, you pull out a close game here or there against the Bears and the Packers who were reeling. It's another thing to go beat a 7-win, currently playoff-bound New York Giants team and beat them up. We'll get to them in a second. They're all tattered and beat up in the injury report. Here's where I'm at with the Lions. Can we explain why the Bills flew back home this week? Any explanation for why they disrupted their travel? You're a guy that's been flying back and forth. Why in the world would they not just stay in Detroit and take the edge on a Lions team that has to fly back and lose time?
Yeah, it was surprising. You know, we talked about it. I made the joke. Like, I knew somebody who knew somebody, and they were coming to town. Those plans are made a day before it breaks to the media.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought they would stay here.
Yeah, me too.
I don't have those reasons.
So I think they lose a little bit of the edge that I would give them.
Maybe.
And I feel like the Lions can follow the Brown blueprint where they kept it within single digits, run the ball, hang around. Lions defense has been preying on turnovers 7 in the last 3 weeks. We know about Josh Allen. Maybe he gives you a gift or two, an oops-a-daisy before Christmas. And, you know, I know I might be walking into this, but I want to play the Lions.
Yeah, you are. And that's okay. We're going to disagree on this one. I just think this goes against all the lessons we've talked about, which is when a story's fun and a story's really good, that's time to get off the train. We talked about this with our man Art down
in
A-Town.
Hold on. You'd be taking the Bills as a road team to win by double digits, which is against the other rule that we play.
Yeah, so, well, again, why is the number so big? Realistically, if your Lions are so fucking special, why is the number 9.5? Seriously, why? I just look at this, and I get it. I mean, the Bills slander is strong, but, dude, they're still a top three team in the league while struggling. By the way, look who they've played on their schedule. Just something to share with people. Miami, Tennessee, Baltimore, KC, and no matter what you think of Minnesota, it's still Minnesota. Five of their 9 games are arguably the 5 of the top 7 teams
sure.
in the league.
Sure.
Look, their performance against Cleveland, like, are we to a point now where it's not good enough to be up 31-16 late?
Well, to cover a big number.
But my point, they did. They covered the 7.5.
But they wouldn't have covered a 9.5.
But
you compare the Lions and the Browns. The Lions will be playing at home. The Browns are playing on the road, neutral site.
Yeah, it was a 50-50 game, though, because half their fans bought the tickets. Because they're maniacs. Here's the thing. Lions enter this game. When I look at them defensively, okay, we talked about this. First of all, the Giants have no wide receivers to cover. But you know who they lost? Jeff Okuda to concussion.
Yep.
He's in protocol. Dan Campbell publicly had said there's really no pathway for him playing. So now the Lions go in. They're down. Who used to be a maligned corner, who's now their one.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at the way the Bills can attack you. Look, man, the Bills don't have to bring their A game to get this done. And when I look at the Lions, you're right. Dude, it's impressive to win 3 games in a row. It's impressive to win 2 on the road. Mm-hmm. But when I look at it, the opponents they're playing are nowhere near this caliber. The opponents they've played also, if we look at it, have they really played well the day that you played them? No.
Well, but you caused the team to play.
Do you? Did you cause what Aaron Rodgers did that day?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
And I fought people the day after, and I know you're on the other side of it. Whatever.
I don't. The point is, I think it's a sell high spot. You may end up being right. Maybe you get a dirty, dirty, dirty gravy bowl cover. And I'm happy for you. And I'm not rooting against the Lions.
No,
like, understand for people listening out of market, the Lions are good for my business. I want the Lions to win this game.
What a story it'd be. They win 4 straight. They beat the Bills.
Right. Guys, I've done this for 18 years. It'll be 19 in January in this city. And I have never had the ability to sell my listeners on a home playoff game. Okay? Just understand that. I've only had the ability to sell my listeners on 3 playoff appearances. I want them to be good. And I still think, by the way, they can be. Mm-hmm. But I don't think this is one of the weeks. And I'll be honest, this number looked inflated based on where I thought it was going to come out at a flat 6.5 or 7, and they'd let the market dictate it.
And everyone would bet accordingly, and the Lions
I honestly thought the Lions would be a huge public dog. The fact the Bills are catching some support without this overwhelming majority of tickets, I'm going to roll with the Bills here. It's under 10. I don't love it, but you know, you are pointing the proverbial gun at me and saying I demand picks on Turkey Day. I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to take the Bills. I think it's a sell high on the Lions. That doesn't mean I think they suck.
Anything with the total, or do we tinker with that later? Maybe some kind of teaser fuel?
I have said to you for a long time, Lions overs are a thing. I think I've had good success with it. I would lean over, but here's the problem. It opened at 51. It has skyrocketed to between, depending on where you play, and I can get the FanDuel line, between 53.5 and 54.5. That is a big time number. That's a big number.
54.5.
Yeah, I'd be a little careful on that one, boys.
Yeah, I don't think you touch it.
Lean over. Maybe you catch it live. There's no way I'd play the under. You know, again, maybe the over's a bit of a tease for our Tertizen. Or Turkey Day teaser, or whatever you
How many
it.
Legs on a turkey? We'll get to it.
Well, there's going to be 4 on ours, because that's what our teasers do. But I'm going to go Bills. You're going Lions?
I'm going Lions. We'll be on opposite sides.
Okay.
And we both done well in the NFL, so.
Oh, yeah, we didn't do the recap.
Yeah, we didn't do that.
I'm 35-29-3, 4-1-1 last week. Fuck the Steelers. You went 4-2 last week, which built on a fire weekend for you. And people, if you're not listening to the college editions, hey, you got to subscribe and put notifications on. Cookies is batting 60% over his last 50 plays. I know that, like, you can knock it, but guys, that's really good. and the guy deserves some respect on it.
We're both above
500. I know he just breaks my balls, even though I've been good in the NFL.
You deserve your shine in the NFL. As we said, yin-yang twins. I mean, you are doing very well in the NFL.
You complete me, Jim.
This is an NFL episode. You're 35-29-3 on the season. That's pretty healthy.
And 2-0 on the bets where I've told you, draw a line in the sand and let's roll.
Packers in the big spot and the Cowboys last week.
None of these are going to be that, people.
No.
This is the way you escape your family.
I'm 34-33-2, just a smidge on the right side of things. All right, back to the board, back to where we were going. Cowboys, -8.5. They're hosting the Giants. Michael.
Yeah, I got you. And look, this is just, I have no feelings in this. Let me set the stage. The Giants didn't just lose to the Lions, but they lost human beings. The Lions knocked out 7 players. And the Giants are out of bodies. And I think you hit a point in the National Football League where not only is your depth in question, but you begin bringing up guys from the practice squad. You begin signing people off the street. The Giants will enter this game without their starting right tackle in Evan Neal. They're going to enter the game without his backup. They could be third string at right tackle.
Short week.
Out Adoree Jackson. There should be no pathway to a return there. They're down their first and second lead corners. Down their starting free/strong safety in Xavier McKinney because he decided to ride a fucking ATV on bye week. They're down another safety. They're down a guy I never heard of named Pinnock who played. They are down 4 of their top 5 receivers now that Wandell Robinson has blown out his ACL, following Sterling Shepard, following, you know, look, Kadarius Toney being gone. They're down their starting tight end in Daniel Bellinger.
Is that all?
You're off a war with the Lions, and here's the thing. Who you play and when you play them is as important as it gets. Normal spot, divisional game, I take the Giants 8.5 and I close my eyes. I can't do it here because Dallas is a better version of the Lions. No disrespect.
No, I agree with that.
Very physical football team, and albeit it would normally be a sell high, hey, good vibes, they're feeling themselves, everybody got laid at home, I can't do that here. It's Thanksgiving in Dallas, a game the franchise values. Cowboys see blood. They see red. They need the game against the G-men. And unfortunately, I don't think the Giants are going to be able to find a way to rally. And when I look at it, Dallas doesn't have to play anywhere near the way they played against the Vikings to beat this team and beat them by double figures. I just think the Giants, this is the worst time for a short turnaround to go on the road. And, Jim, I just gave you the injuries we know about.
Yeah, that doesn't count the ooies and the owies and the guys that are feeling it the next day and they don't have time to recover. Does that also benefit the Cowboys? Like, when you win the way they did, you didn't have to play a grueling 4-quarter game.
It was a bye week.
I mean, the TV crew switched away in the 3rd quarter. Exactly. So on top of the fact that the Giants are beat up, the Cowboys should be a little fresher.
Yeah.
So,
and I think the Giants will be a big public dog, and I simply don't want to be on that side.
And then we have to remember, Daniel Jones in the first meeting between these two teams got pummeled. Sacked 5 times, hit a bunch more. It feels like a bad matchup for the Giants, even if they were both healthy. Cowboys have started to click since Dak got back. Look at some of their totals, some of the points that they've put up. They're going to need to cover a big number, but yeah, I'm with you. I'll play the Cowboys.
All right, next.
Vikings, -2.5. They shaved a half point since last night. Vikings -2.5. They welcome in the Patriots. The over-under is 42.5. Here's my thought. This is Kirk Cousins on primetime against a real defense that generates pressure. Play the Patriots.
I never do this. I'm dead serious with this.
Yeah.
I tried for 20 minutes to formulate a play on this game. I don't have one. I don't. I'm shaken. You know I don't love the Vikes. I don't love the Pats. The Pats' performance was anything but impressive. But then I think about it, and I go, all right, if anybody's capable of going on the road and messing with a QB, it's Belichick. Mm-hmm. And Belichick's still got the magic stick. Don't act like he doesn't. Look what he did to the Jets, 2 yards in the second half. But can I really take the Patriots at a number that I don't feel great value in? See, this is the problem.
You wish it was 3.5, 4.
Okay, 3.5, I think I play the Pats.
Yeah.
But this thing sitting at 2.5 time of taping, I don't have confidence in the Vikes. You know, again.
You don't have to bet. I mean,
I like delivering for the people and going, hey, this is what I'm going to do. I'm not going to play this game. I'm not going to play a side. I'm not going to play a maybe.
What up, what up, what up? It's your girl, Josina Anderson, host of The Crew, also known as CBS Senior NFL Insider, joined by my co-host, what? Hollywood actor Morris Chestnut slash Uber Eagles fan, and the funny man himself, former NFL cornerback Fred Smoot. We got you covered on all the NFL headlines, plus my scoops and insight, what's trending on social, and our lives in just life, period. So make sure you download the Odyssey app to get our pod or wherever you get your pods, and make sure you watch, listen, and subscribe.
Hey, this is Kenny Mayne, host of something called Hey Mayne. That's a podcast. We're working busily on season two, but let's not forget about season one. Remember Jemele Hill? Is the cookout ever going to happen, or is it just metaphorical?
It is largely metaphorical. Just know we would feel very comfortable inviting you. Potato salad, by the way, I feel like I should tell your listeners, does not have raisins in it.
If you missed that episode of Hey Mayne, check it out on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Our teaser total. Okay, because you'd tease it up, right? We'd take under 48 and a half, maybe?
I want to double check the current line.
We'll get to that in a second.
Yeah, but that would be maybe the angle there because I can't play side here.
Okay.
Sell me on a side.
Yeah, I was just going to say, let me see if I can bring you along here. I mentioned Kirk Cousins in primetime. He is 10-18 for his career. A lot of that damage on Monday night, but he's actually worse on Thursday night. 3-4, 11 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. He's mediocre at best playing in these Thursday night primetime spots. Vikings run defense, susceptible the last 3 weeks. The Cowboys just popped him. The Bills popped him. The Commanders had a big day on the ground. Even early in the year, the Lions and the Eagles ran well on him. What's Dallas doing foundationally? Or not Dallas, New England.
Yeah.
New England is a run-first team. New England wants to turn around Ramondre Stevenson, Damian Harris, and then another serving of Stevenson. Isn't he the galloping gobbler at the end of the day here?
Yeah.
So I think that's the argument, is the Pats just run the ball, defense, prey on Kirk's mistakes.
Let me give you something. What about the over?
Just straight up over 42.5.
Let's think about
it. It's over a key number.
Game theory it for a minute. A 24-20 final. Now let's just think about it for a second. I mean, Jim, if you're telling me the Pats are going to have success running it, then it really breaks down to, all right, Vikings are going to have to be more aerial-oriented because the Vikes will take away the run. Mm-hmm. You like the over in a pinch? Oh, it opened at 43.5, I think.
I don't know that I like betting the over in a game where I have Kirk Cousins in primetime and Mac Jones as the other quarterback.
I'm still teasing it over 35.5.
Oh, yeah, sorry, I did that backwards. Yeah, when we tease it, we get the better number. Okay.
I just wanted to float you the 42.5. It's moved in your direction. Hell, -105 versus -110. Maybe you get a flat 42 by kick. No one will be betting the over. No one. Earth is going to be on the under. And I like to fly, you know, counterculture. I like to be the voice of dissent. I just feel like I'm on the better side. I mean, clearly I'm not going to retire with that strategy, but like I feel okay about it.
All right, let's go to the turkey teaser. Let's put together something.
Serious question. Mm-hmm. Do you even like turkey?
No.
Does anyone like turkey?
I did a hit on a show earlier this week, and they asked me for like a Thanksgiving food take. And I said, turkey's overrated.
It's awful.
We only do it because we've always done it.
Well, and think about it. The turkey we eat isn't really turkey. It's like, hey, I want a turkey sandwich. Notice that turkey is not fibrous and awful. Like, the people who are like, oh, but have you deep fried your turkey? See, if you've got to inject, rub, and deep fry a meat to where it's no longer that meat in the first place, then the meat's not good.
Right. I mean, it's the most bland meat out there that you have to, as you said, inject, but like substitute, make up for its deficiencies. You're like, can we gravy, just keep submarining it in gravy.
Right.
Can we put butter and any kind of seasoning and fry it?
I can't do it. I hate turkey. I hate it.
So what's like on the Thanksgiving spread? You just do the sides? Because the sides make Thanksgiving.
Yeah. And look, I come from a very traditional Italian household. So like you don't get to just add things to the menu. Everything requires clearance. It's going to be like our college picks here. I'm coming to you for some clearance because my picks are such ass that I want your help. Yeah, side dishes are huge. Luckily, we're a big appetizer family, so there's a way to fill up on those so you don't have to bullshit. But here's the other thing. Finally, I've been able to pre-negotiate the last few years a, quote, beef course.
Oh, I
so
like that.
I am allowed a wild card. So whether I go and get some nice aged steaks, whether I've done a mini prime rib, just a couple bones. And the funny part is when anyone I know who's a turkey loyalist in my family goes to fucking touch my beef course, I let them know. Why would you need this inferior meat when this beautiful herpes-ridden bird is sitting right here for you? I mean, honestly, turkeys are like a leper. I tell them, why ever would you want this? You won't let me serve this. This is what you wanted. Here, let me guide you towards this fucking bird that's got this massive goiter hanging off his fucking head. See? Why don't you go eat that? Isn't that delicious? And you know the worst part with turkey?
What?
It fucking stinks. It stinks to high hell.
I don't think it stinks.
I don't like the way the turkey smells at all.
You want some sad news. So I'm going to have maybe one of the saddest Thanksgivings. So I'm doing the Lions game, which is a fun tradition. I'm going to be working the game.
And you're a fan. Who are we kidding?
And that's not the sad part. I'm looking forward to the game. But I've got my family's going to be out of town doing Thanksgiving.
Where are they going?
Well, they're going to my brother's, who's like more than a couple hours away. And then
the bong artist.
Yes. And then I'm doing mornings the next day here in Detroit. So
By the way, you skipped over that one-liner, but you realize our podcast audience doesn't realize you and your brother are not from the same planet. Jim is straight-laced, professional, like just very clean-cut. He's almost like junior American dad.
Sure.
His brother lives in the sticks, owns blowtorches, and makes hand-blown glass items, a.k.a. bongs.
Yeah.
I mean, total 180, no waiter from the same family. And wait, they're leaving Metro Detroit.
Yeah, they're going up to, because his wife is a great cook and, well, fiance, and they're going to put together a spread. And they did it last year, and it's phenomenal.
But he lives in the sticks.
Yeah, so they're going up there. Family's going up there.
How long's the drive?
It's like 3 hours, 2.5 hours.
Oh, my God.
I know, but you get it. Like, I can't do 6 hours round trip and then do the mornings the next day. So we're probably doing, like, a takeout Thanksgiving.
Oh, no. Is he on well water, too? Oh, I don't know how people live that way.
So I'm going to probably do like a takeout Thanksgiving, which is the sad Thanksgiving.
No, I'll do you one better. I'll do you one better.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you where to go. I will make you a full plate.
Okay.
You come by. Seriously.
Oh,
I'll tell you what. Don't come by. I'll leave it in the driveway. If you don't want to impose, let me make a plate. Let me tell you what we got on our menu. You tell me what you want. Hold on. And then we'll get to the turkey teaser.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to, I mean, first of all, Italians, we're going to have full antipasto.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to have stuffed mushrooms. We're going to have these crab cake canapés that my mom makes. All right. So apps are done. I won't even get into the cocktail list and all that. Dinner. Mm-hmm. All right. You're going to have your turkey.
Okay.
Now, my mom claims her turkey's great. God bless her. I love her to death, but I hate it. But if you want some turkey, I got you covered. We're going to do a couple different turkey breasts.
Okay.
I'm going to have a beef course. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to change it up. And I'm going to really get my parents mad. I'm going to do, because I love Southern Thanksgiving.
Okay.
I'm going to do country fried steaks.
I like it.
Okay. We're going to have what we call Utica greens. So the average American family is just going to hit you with bullshit broccoli. Utica greens is a New York dish. So it's escarole.
Okay.
Prosciutto, garlic, cherry peppers, a 50-50 blend of breadcrumbs and pecorino.
That sounds amazing.
So then you bake it off, the top gets crispy, and you got this beautiful side dish of greens.
This is called Utica greens.
Yeah, it's an upstate New York thing.
Okay.
There'll be some chunk provolone and crusty bread to go with that.
Okay.
We're going to have mascarpone, roasted garlic mashed potatoes. We're going to have two kinds of stuffing. My mom makes homemade brioche bread with stuff and makes a stuffing out of it. It's incredible. And then we do the Italian stuffing, which is spicy Italian sausage, garlic, sage, oregano heavy. We'll have that. We're also for dessert, you're going to have your choice. My mom bakes like a demon. You'll have two different pie selections plus a cheesecake. You tell me, and I'm probably forgetting a couple things.
I'm sure you are. I can go to the family list.
You don't have to do this. No, I want to do it. Jim, let me.
Because here I'm staring at like Thai food.
No, let me feed you, Jim. It's no stress.
No, I mean that's
my parents.
It's very generous.
Do you want to stop by? Do you want to have Thanksgiving?
No, with real Italian people. I can run it by my wife, but I think we're gonna do kind of a low key Thanksgiving.
All right, if you want to do
now, you send over like a you pick two menu option, and we'll see. But
I mean, there'll also be sweet potato casserole. My mom's making a homemade brown sugar pecan topping. Oh, and I forgot. I'm making homemade vodka sauce.
My wife loves vodka sauce.
I'm making spicy Riggies.
Okay.
I mean, it's there.
Okay, it's there.
I'm just letting you know. Look at the kind of guy he is.
Everyone just give it up for Mike.
You know why? Here, I'll be very, we're going to get very personal.
Yeah.
Because I know what it's like to not have Thanksgiving. Yeah. I left home at 17. I don't come from money. Now, yes, I've reached a point in my life I can do what I want, but like, I didn't have family out here for a long time. And I worked every Thanksgiving on my come up in this career. I know, I wasn't digging ditches. I wasn't fucking
You were on a roof or something,
but like,
right?
No, I didn't go home for Thanksgiving. I think I went home once in a decade. So I didn't have it.
Right.
And I was either by myself or with whoever I was dating, or you get invited to other people, and I do get it. You feel like you're an imposing.
Yeah.
You don't feel like you're, and I, you know what? No matter how much people welcome you, you're not where you want to be.
Right, exactly.
You want to be around your
people. You teleported up and be with family.
I get it.
And, yeah.
So I guess I just feel very strongly when I, you know, I do. Jim, I like you. I respect you. Like, I don't want to see you have a Christmas story Thanksgiving night where it's
eating, like, takeout outside
of a
little
box. Yeah,
the
duck head is looking at me. Bop. If you want me to make you a little plate, later 12, I'm happy to do
it. I appreciate it.
Okay, sorry. Back on track.
No, back on track.
Want to talk egg bowl while you're eating your pad pow prick pop?
I think we're going to put the egg bowl in the teaser because this is all part of Thursday's experience.
Got to do it.
So Mississippi State, people will listen to the college episode. They know you like Mississippi State, especially if we tease them up to 8.5. It's 2.5 right now with the 6-point teaser. Mississippi State plus 8.5 is going to be on our Turkey Day teaser. What else goes with it? What are the sides we base around that?
I do Lions Bills over 48.5.
Okay.
Cowboys Giants under 50.5.
That feels really good.
Pats Vikings over 36.5.
Less confident in that.
20-17. 20-17, Jim. Come on.
Well, I'd rather do the Pats plus 8.5.
I'll tell you what. You can pick.
You could do your four-leg. I'll do my four-leg. Let the listeners make their own meal.
All right. This is my traditional Turkey Day teaser. Lions Bills over 48.5. Cowboys Giants under 50.5. Pats Vikings over 36.5. And Mississippi State in the Egg Bowl plus 8.5. You get the reasons why in the college episode. Here's Jim's straight from Bangkok Thai teaser. Thai teaser.
There you go.
Come on.
All right.
Give him a cow pad pick, pal.
I'm doing Pats plus 8.5. That's the difference. I'll go Cowboys, Giants under the 50.5, Lions, Bills over the 48.5, and Mississippi State plus 8.5.
All right. And whatever you do, hey, turn the notifications on. Remember what I said to you. Half your family doesn't like you anyways. You don't like half your family. And the reality is you like this content more than anything they bring to the table. So go grab Grandma's iPhone 6. Subscribe, unsubscribe, resubscribe. Have Grandma leave a 5-star review. She won't even know what's going on. She'll be asleep by halftime of the Lions
just
game.
Better than my cooking, 5 stars. That's all we need.
Done. Let us know that you left a review on your family's phone by just writing 5 stars, better than my family's cooking or Christmas presents. Done. Whatever you do, have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Yes.
We do appreciate you listening. And always think about people like Jim sitting by a hot stove eating Thai food on Christmas, on Thanksgiving night. I will.
Thank you for that.
Jim, I'll send you your menu selections. I'll leave it in the fucking mailbox. That's Cash the Ticket Turkey Day Primer. College episode, Michigan OSU episode, all coming your way later in the week. Thanks for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.